This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Her Vantage and Enterprise, and Her Vantage is where we speak to women of influence and leadership. The Women's Innovative Empowerment Network, or WIEN, is a grassroots platform designed primarily for women to encourage innovation, entrepreneurship, and ultimately empowerment in all endeavors. As the role women play in economic development is increasingly vital with globalization. Jun Hamid, founder of the WIEN, talks to us about the importance of a supportive network for women and how it can empower them. So did I say that correctly? It's WIEN? EN or WIEN?
It's, yes, I think it's definitely WIN.
Okay, WIN, all right.
WIN, yes, so okay. Hence WIN-WIN.
So tell me about the reason behind starting WIN and a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so as a background, I'm a management consultant. I've been in HR for at least 16 years in companies doing ops and strategy, and then for the last 5 years, managing my own management consulting firm. And basically, for the last 20 years, cumulatively doing, a bit of this and that. And I also run, like a long stay. And so I'm an entrepreneur of sorts for the last 5 years. And since then, I've also an avid buyer myself, and I go to bazaars. And I probably have been just more of an observer of what's been going on in terms of entrepreneur development, especially for women. And what happened, I think, in the last 6 months, I perhaps have been approached by a few people to start something in the area of development for women, empowerment, institutes and all that. And I had two or three talks where, you know, it was more in the corporate space. And while I'm very, very sort of like comfortable in that space doing the training and workshops that I do, however, I also began to be very connected and sort of aware of what was going on in the entrepreneur space, and especially at the bazaars. And I found there was a distinction between really good sellers and those who probably needed more help with the visual display and were not really selling, were hiding behind their booths. So it sort of spurred me to think about something. And in addition to that, I saw a lot of the Facebook groups. They were fantastic, something like, 30, 40, 60,000 members in each one. And it was like a marketplace of buy and sell. However, I just found, where's the connection? Where's the networking? And it was really more of a hard sell if bazaars were set up. And so these women or these entrepreneurs, I felt it was sort of a cumulative thinking that I thought, I wanted to create a very inclusive space, and we were not going to be exclusive. And so overnight, literally in January, I basically just started the group. And it was about January 16, 2018, I started the group, and I just formulated a sign. I like the color wheel, and I like this gradation of Women's Innovative Empowerment Network. And, coming from a management consulting background, to me, words, powerful words, and I teach communication skills, for example, and I find powerful words or, action verbs and things like that, just, they're more sort of like, people remember them and they're sustainable than long-winded sort of things. So, and I said, it's going to be about women, but however, it's also going to be a support structure. And so it just, it's sort of like, perhaps grew very slowly because I was, getting my friends, and then I was actually getting out of my comfort zone and soliciting people who I thought would be inspired and, by the network and the connections. So I made friends, I put myself out there, and I'm a real analytics, R&D, low-key background type of person. And so, however, there's also certain things which I like to do and get into different spaces to challenge myself constantly. And so I thought, now that I've started this network or the group, I have to do something. I can't just sit on the laurels of, hey, let's all just share information, interesting things, but never go beyond that. Then I said, let's do a bazaar. So I did a complimentary bazaar, I think, on April 8th. However, the momentum into that event where we had 28 vendors, we had three key speakers, and then we had something like 120 plus people. And it was in a private home, and it was literally there is a dead end. And then I just saw that excitement of people coming for the workshops, connecting at the spaces that we have, and it just created this momentum.
Right.
And so these ladies, even in the WhatsApp group, we have ladies and men in there, we've continued, and I've told them it's a temporary WhatsApp group for the event, and we've just become this community, this, and I would say it's a peoplehood as opposed to a sisterhood.
Mm.
And that sort of ignited everything else. And so now when, as a build-up of being able to humbly come for the interview at BFM, and it got me thinking about milestones. And when you create something which, you know, has the energy and the excitement that has happened now with Win, and it's just grown exponentially.
Right.
So even on average, I would say we have about, over the weekend, sometimes when I put in more, updates, we basically have a surge of, you know, members of 20 to even 50. And after events, right after the April 8th, we had like about 60 to 80 join over the space of 3 days. And our growth rates are something like 330%. And, you know, now it's about 870 odd members. However, I think, you know, for platforms where I see there's like 60,000 members or 80 or whichever, I find sometimes there's a core group of engagement. And
the 80-20 rule.
Yeah. So here we've got 790 or even 90% of them who are engaged. Mm. And when I put up something, there's the likes and the responses, and then there's the shares. So it's really growing in such a way that this, to me, it's not a numbers-driven thing, but it's more a qualitative way of engagement. And you don't necessarily have to be a member.
Okay.
And just recently, I thought, I'd like to open it also to men, because while it's women's, I mean, and I'm cognizant of movements like Me Too and what's happening on the, you know, the global space of inclusiveness and diversity. So I thought, it's Women's Innovative Empowerment Network. And however, if I was to, I don't want to modify that. And I would like women supporters. So men being entrepreneurs, they support, you know, women also in that space. And I have a very supportive network myself, or from family and friends. And it's inclusive of men and women. So while I liked the acronym of WIN, because it meant win for everyone. So and now, I mean, when I look at what's even being posted, you know, there's no rules. You can put anything you want as long as it's connective, it is empowering, it drives engagement with each other. I don't have any rules about posting on certain days, number of things, because it's like, look, this is your platform. Mm. So everybody who comes, I mean, I have the, and Facebook is fantastic, given that it's free and it has the reach that it has in terms of, I mean, when you've got other social media tools with Instagram and Twitter and everything, I find that's just bite size and it's visuals. But this one integrates everything. So I've become so savvy in terms of some of the enablers within Facebook. And I think it's fantastic, regardless of what's happening on the privacy parts. And, you know, I mean, we're all mature, self-regulated individuals, I believe. So I think, Facebook really is a powerful enabler.
Right.
And it has helped me to understand my own skill set and really challenge to get out of comfort zones.
Right.
And I basically take a very majority approach. You know, if there's issues, rather than pinpoint or digress with one person, I actually take them aside and I put, you know, sort of messages to them. Because we have certain rules about, you know, everything has to be about empowerment. So no religious, political, anything to do with sort of sensitive or inflammatory issues. So one or two postings are actually highlighted to me, because I'm not someone who's pedantic about reviewing and filtering things. And it's, if it's highlighted to me, and I said, okay, I'll take that aside. And so I go and actually connect with the person.
So WIN itself, which started in January this year.
Yes.
And it's, when you say members, yes, right, it's a loose membership. You don't pay for membership?
No.
Okay, so you don't pay. And the initial idea, you were saying all these ladies with all these businesses and all that, and you wanted to connect them. What was missing in that picture?
So now it's evolved. So I find that there's three prongs now. And when people come to me as a result of having created the network with their issues, and I wouldn't say they're problems per se, but they're just challenges which are just given to me, and I feel I'm so solutions based and I want to give them something sustainable. So as a result, I've come up with some, you know, signature program under now our WIN Institute of Development. It's like a, it's still this space which is still growing, and it's called, for example, so there's three parts of the network now. It's the WIN Institute of Entrepreneur Development. We have the main space of connection and face-to-face selling via the bazaars, and there's also networking, the workshops, there's enrichment, and we try to have as many complementary inclusions there. It's free to come. And even at the networking spaces, for those who can't afford boats, I've actually said, come and sell, and you know, I enable you. And there's always been restrictions and constrictions about, I can't afford a boat. And I'm like, you know, for a lot of us who hear about entrepreneurial empowerment and development, for me, at the grassroots level, is I don't want to give lip service to it. I want to be an enabler that allows, and not even allows, it just invokes the fact that I can be creative in this space. It's for everyone. So yes, there is some sort of like, you know, revenue coming from the bazaars, but I teach them skills through the art of selling program and the development part. So if they take, for example, the booth, I give them complimentary 2 tickets because they need some help about the art of selling, visual display, and connecting with the buyer, knowing the right buyer. So I know this semantics. I teach this in terms of communication skills, and I'm the ultimate buyer myself, and I can define 3 or 4 buyer types where, you know, these entrepreneurs, they need help. They do go for courses and all that, but I think in particular bazaars, pop-ups, craft shows, trade shows, they have a different skill set which actually requires more sort of like connection and more humanistic sort of like abilities to come out. And they've got to, you know, like for me, the first 3 seconds, you know, counts, your impression, your brand. So now when I even connect with someone, I'm like, what's your brand? What's your singular primary signature part of you that you want to showcase?
Right.
So, and I like how I don't sell anything. I actually sell everyone in there. So I would say my brand is like you, Frida. And I would position anyone in any aspect. And I have no particular slants toward any product or service. I find it fantastic. However, if I feel there's a little bit, and if they ask me like, June, can you give me feedback about something? I'd rather be you know, more unifying to say, okay, why don't you come to the space that I have provided for the art of selling, which is still complimentary to you if you want it, or very, very affordable at something like, you know, always below 100 ringgit, you know, for bite-sized learning. And I'll always make it affordable. And I've actually done, for example, a market survey of the boot spaces in prime catchment areas, and I'll always be below market. I've never gone into this with an idea of revenue churning and all. And I think the value I get of it is far more enriching than monetary per se. But recently I've been getting a lot of free stuff, so that's actually a very good thing. Without actually, I still pay as much as I can, but if, for example, they want to. So even, you know, like this coming weekend, there's you know, an art appreciation talk and you know, and designed around me coming and seeing that. And, you know, as much as I can, I just support.
Right.
I enable. I showcase. That's the thing. And I take Wi-Fi selfies, whichever, with the persons, and I do a product review or write-up or service. And it's just enriching the space with the fact that, you know, there's a law of abundance.
Right.
And I mean, some of them with the service slants, for example, in my bazaars were saying, I'm also offering similar services to somebody. How do I project it? I said, it's really about the connection you make with the person. So you will always be different. Your value proposition is always going to be different because your story connect to a different type of target customer anyway. So over the spectrum from millennials up to, you know, the baby boomers, Gen X and Gen Y and whatsoever, there is always one or two people who will connect to you differently from a more, you know, established brand or whatsoever. So this is why I think the art of selling anything, which is what I'm also propagating there, is that literally it is the connection you make with people. So at the events that I did for the last one, for example, everybody had a name tag. I said, you need to connect with your customer. And, you know, a buyer is for that moment. A customer is for life.
Okay.
So just segregating the spaces to say, and I'm someone who's very processed,
right?
You know, and I want to share this in a very meaningful way.
And it's very interesting, right? Because I think once you're able to do that, also differentiate people. Because otherwise, you go to a bazaar, everything same. right? If you don't know how to be different in that sense. So we'll talk a little bit about where you want to take WIN. Mm-hmm. And also very interested, you're saying there are actually three or four buyer types. We'll find out about that in just a moment. June Hamid from WIN, or the Women's Innovative Empowerment Network. Stay tuned to Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Business for Malaysia, BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Her Vantage Enterprise. Good morning. This is Frida Liu. I'm here with June Hamid, who founded the Women's Innovative Empowerment Network, WIE, and pronounced WIN. And, you know, of course, you started this in January this year. It's got close to 800 people already on Facebook, growing at an alarmingly good pace. Mm-hmm. So before that, you know, early on you're talking, you're trying to teach, I guess, the women that there are three or four buyer types. What are these three or four buyer types?
Well, okay, there's the first one is your primary buyer, your dedicated buyer. Now, this person follows you on social media, is a loyal buyer. And so when they're coming for the bazaars, they're gunning for you. They come straight to you. They're literally not going to want to get into the hard sell with you. So you know you've got that buyer there. Then you have the secondary type of buyer. I mean, they're all equal in value. Mm. But the second type would be, I would say, the...
just looking.
The browser.
Okay.
So the browser comes and is probably on the periphery, just looking to see, has got the money to buy. And there's some body language and also some signifiers, either with the recycle bag, which is slightly bigger than the rest, has an idea that I want to buy. I've got a certain spending limit and I want to, you know, get value from the things there. So that's the browser. So they could probably they could probably make a decision on the spot. Or they probably will, you know, go around and compare some other things. Then you find the third one, which is the fence sitter. Now, the fence sitter is basically someone who loves brownies, and for example, and will sample a few brownies around the place, and there will be one or two that. So they'll sample as they go along, but along the way they may decide, okay, there's this one particular one that I like, mm-hmm. you know. And however, on three of these accords, you could do the upsell, the cross-sell, and you can build that relationship, you know, in that sense that there could be conversion from the browser, the fence sitter, to your dedicated, genuine buyers.
Right.
So I find there's hybrids happening there. And I mean, I watch and observe buyer behavior, customer behavior. I teach it. But I was very theoretical based. But with the bazaar, I see it real
in life.
And, you know, there's obviously could be fourth ones as I go into it in deep. But, you know, I always find the rules of three or four is max, is enough. You don't need to complicate things when you're training. So even with the art of selling, you know, in the 4 hours, we define that. And then we also define the type of person we are. And then we align communication styles to the type of buyers. Mm. And even then, there's only four or five types of communication without giving away too much, of course. So please come for my art of selling workshop. Which is always there and affordable. But yes, the idea is that it's far more engaging if I'm there in life. And the way we're designing the workshops, for example, is like it's a real bazaar. So I'm going to have, you know, products, services, and food. Mm. And so we're going to set it up. And then they will also do role plays and simulation of their own spaces. And they're all coming to me. And, you know, the thing is, when people come to me with their issues, I like to be very... across the board, capturing the attention at one go. I realize now I don't have the luxury of time of doing one-on-one personal coaching, which comes anyway. But I feel that I'd rather get them into a space where we all can mingle and talk and discuss, and then they learn from each other. And that's just how adult learning is. You know, it's maximized through experience. Mm. So it's probably what I want to do. And I rely on authentic self training as opposed to the paraphernalia of whatever, you know, slides and all that. With entrepreneurs, what I love about them is they soak up everything and they take it into context, and there's such an energy about them. And this is a space I find which is so highly creative and innovative that I've challenged myself to get out of the, you know. So the corporate space that I had, I loved that too. There was structure, there was a lot of things going in there, which was also very stimulating. However, this one is a whole new blue ocean of, you know, possibilities. And I constantly put in, you know, sort of excerpts or some sort of taglines in the group itself to things, you know, to say things like, you know, there is abundance everywhere. That was something I thought about yesterday. And these are, and then I always put the hashtag win-win, you know. And then I always feel that another hashtag would be, you know, your win is our win.
Right.
So it's never about my win or their win. We're always about ours. So we're a peoplehood. We're a community. And so I just see how people connect and laugh and talk and they build relationships. And that's what they take away as a feeling. And then they tend to perhaps invest more to buy into that feeling and that story with you.
Right.
So that's a connection I'm looking for. And I find that people are open. We've probably in the past, I was probably afraid and lacked certain ways or confidences of how to approach people. And I realize we're all just actually very open to suggestion and persuasion. And it's just a matter of asking.
Yeah.
So applying the same rules of, you know, being an entrepreneur in this space to the ladies and men that I'm helping and supporting, I need to do that. I need to walk the talk. I need to practice the same entrepreneurial zeal of going into, and I would say it's not even encroachment. It's more like, I will go into your space and I hope you accept me wholeheartedly. And they do. And I think that's we've lost that somehow. We are afraid of rejection or we're afraid of taking risks. And I said, these are the spaces where we used to be very, very good, maybe about, you know, when we were in the birth, you know, 50 years ago when everyone was, you know, very just taking chances, you know, and and then we've just stopped that zeal. We've gone into really confined comfort zones.
What's your vision for WIN? I mean, for WIN, I mean, what do you see this?
Well, it's
initiative.
So I would say it's an evolution and it's growing organically and I don't pressure or put anything on it except to see how it just moves at its own pace. But, you know, with the will of how things are on the social front and social media, I find that I need to have a series of events that build onto each other. So, you know, and now I've been approached to and I've been given unique spaces. So I feel the pop-up bazaar concept can happen anywhere. They don't have to be confined in malls. So we're doing it, like, for example, in Ara Hill and their community, you know, multipurpose hall.
So you don't know how this will actually evolve. It's just sort of growing.
It is. When people offer me spaces, now there's another one where we could have a pop-up store. So within a house. And so I try to have affordable, always, venues given to me so that I pass on the, you know, the value to the vendors itself. So, you know, sometimes I try to do it is free, complimentary, or just to cover costs. And so there's one space which is opened up in a private home, and she says, I want traffic here, so can you help me? So I work on that kind of analogies. And so the other part, for example, from July, we have the Ipoh Bazaar Festival. And then we're planning something in August. And you see, the idea is that when we do retreats, it must actually come back to the core art of selling. And I find the bazaars and market spaces gives us so much of enriching value, especially whether it's Morocco or whether it's, you know, in Mumbai, for example. But those are like 9th century bazaars and markets, and they're all similar services. So what actually stands out? It's the art of selling. It's the art of connecting with the customer. And even Chatuchak and all that. I've been to, I love markets and bazaars. I go there and however I see a similarity and I'm like, why am I attracted to one and not the other. It's because of the way she sold things to me. It's the way of how she made me feel. And I go back and I remember that. And, I, you know, so that was actually part of it. And we are emotional buyers. Women or men, I think we connect with emotionality of that connection. So what I found was very... So now, I mean, if we do... I've been approached to maybe look at some collaborative spaces. And I said, you know what? I'll take a whole group of WIN women and those who are not in the group itself or men. Anyone literally who wants to join us. And in Mumbai, we may think of having Geeta do a demonstration of clean eating in that space. And if, you know, if somebody wanted to do and work with us on a pop-up space to sell.
Right up to Mumbai.
Yes.
Wow.
And then we're thinking of part of the itinerary would include going to the markets of Mumbai and seeing what differentiates. And then we come back and we do a debrief or, you know, but very relaxing, very easy. And it's a retreat with purpose.
Hmm.
You network, you connect, you get enriched. And so March 2019 is Morocco.
All right.
And, you know, these are people that I connected already in the network and having services. And I said, look, why don't we work on brand partnership? We work win-win, you know, and let's see how I connect you. And so I've become a networking catalyst of sorts.
Right.
And
so
you know,
the connector.
Yes, the connector of all dots. And I see value and exponential connection with everybody. So right. So they said, you know, I've done that, but I went alone. I said, exactly. So now with the network, you go with the community.
Mm.
And my vested interest is just to see you successful. I don't sell anything except positioning you. And I will go the distance. I will put myself out to see how we can do that.
Indeed.
As long as I can.
All right, indeed. We're going to Morocco next year.
Yes.
All right, all the best. Thanks for sharing with us. I mean, exciting times is for something
more
that...
More to come. I'm hatching plans every day.
For something that only started in January this year. Thanks for being with us, June Hamid from the Women's Innovative Empowerment Network, or WIN. You've been listening to Her Vantage and Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.